in the Shira, in Parshas B'Shalach, is an interesting thread that weaves its way through the entire Shira. Mentioned this in the past. It says at the beginning, Zekeli van Veu, Chazal Darshan, Zekeli, this is a Kodesh Boga van Veu, I'll build for him an Ave, I'll build for him a Beis HaMikdash. In the middle, we say, Nahalta ba'ozchon avei kotshecho, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you, in your strength, you led Klal Yisrael on avei kotshecho to the Beis HaMikdash. And then it says, Mikdash Hashem karenu yadecha at the end of the Shira. That Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Beis HaMikdash, karenu, was fashioned and formed by your hands. Shaila is, what does the Beis HaMikdash have to do with Kriyas Yam Suf? How does it make its way into Oz Yashir? So Volva says that after they saw Ras Shivcha Liyam Ashlayro Yechesko Ben Buzi, that the Shivcha Mamish, the lowest of the low, in Klal Yisrael Kilu, saw more than the greatest of the great I've ever seen. The Darga of Nevuah that was reached by every single person in Klal Yisrael at the time of Kriyas Yam Suf was so great that they were at the point, Zeki Levan Veil, Ras Shivcha Liyam Ashlayro Yechesko Ben Buzi, was bigger than Ma'is Merkava. Everybody was able to be Makir Rabbani Shalom Kilu on the highest Darga that's possible. The Shaila was, after having such a revelation, after having such a Gilui Shechino, how do you keep it going? How do you keep the momentum going? How do you keep, it's really a general question, how do you keep a spiritual high that it shouldn't wane, that it shouldn't die out? The Mela decided the way to do it is to turn it into actions. Take it from something which is a non-physical and put it into a physical action. Make it from theory to practical. Make it something which is you'll be able to retain by holding on to it. How will they do that? By building a Beis HaMikdash. Mela, that's really the whole Oz Yashir is, we're going to take this Gilui Shechina that we saw and we're going to build it into a Beis HaMikdash. That's the ultimate house of a Rebbeinu Shelolam, the ultimate mokim of Gilui Shechina in this Welt is in the Beis HaMikdash. That's really where the Shamayim Va'aretz meet, is in the Beis HaMikdash. And that was the mokim for Gilui Shechina. As a matter of fact, Ramban learns that the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, was really a hemshech of Maamar HaSinai. That it was the Shechino that was there by Maamar HaSinai was moved over into the Mishkan afterwards. And that was the Mokam that was Kavua, instead of being on HaSinai. It was Kavua in the Mokam Mikdash. So the building of the Beis HaMikdash was a way to keep the momentum going. It shouldn't be a one-time thing. It should be something which is constantly with them. And Volba says, let's see this, we can understand the hemshech of the Pesukim afterwards. It says, after Moshe Rabbeinu took Klal Yisrael away from Yam Suf, and they came tomorrow, and everybody complained, there Klal Yisrael were given Choyku Mishpat, they were given some of the halachas, the Rashi says, Shabbos, a few of the halachas, Vishom Niso, and there they were tested. Klal Yisrael was tested. The Shaila, who is Niso? Vishom Niso is there. Klal Yisrael was tested. What was the test? To see, would they ask for Mayim properly? So Rebbe says that was really, did they take their newfound, was the Shaila on their Darga? Did they take their newfound Ruchnias level that they gained by Kriyas Yam Suf and translate it into action? How are they going to ask? They were given a decision. Did they make it part of them? Did they inculcate it? Did it integrate it into their lives? Did it become part of them? Or no? This is that's any sign. Mishom Niso. And they taka failed to a certain extent. Wait, by Eloinu, they complained. They didn't ask properly. But Meila, he says, that's why they were given Shom Samlei Chaykum Mishpo. That they needed something that they should be able to concretize. They should be able to bring the Ha'aretz and the Hisurus that they had from Kriyas Yam Suf into an action that they should be able to hold on to it. They didn't have the Beis HaMikdash as of yet. Since they didn't have the Beis HaMikdash as of yet, they needed something in the meantime. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Torah. Torah is the best way to hold on to something, to learn the Torah, to learn the halachas, to learn something. That's the best way to connect, to still feel connected best into the Rebbeinu Shelolam. That's the Torah is really, like we mentioned in the past, the Torah is the thermos which keeps the Maamar HaSinai still warm, Rabbi Yochum would say. And that's the way to connect back to the Maamar HaSinai is by learning the Torah. So how does a person do this? How does a person, the Maisa, make something practical? So, first of all, there's many instances that we find that a person can do this. A person has a big service and he decides he's going to do something and change his whole life. Shmir Shabbos Kachasa. He had to be Mechal Shabbos during the World War II. That's it. He made an edda that he's going to, if he gets out of here alive, he's going to write a sefer on Shmir Shabbos, on Hilchos Shabbos. And mainly he did that, and he spent years and years and years of his life on it, back and forth and back and forth in Maduras and everything. And that was his, that became his whole. I shouldn't say became, it was a yeshiva also, and he had a lot of other things that he did. But Lamaisa, that's what he's known for, is for that's something which that he took throughout his whole life because he had the service and he's going to make it into something. You know, it doesn't have to be something as monumental. It's really any time that a person has a service and wants to keep it going. How does the person do it? So, Lachur, one of the ways maybe is to make it into part of the schedule. The person has a service, he wants to, they need to have a Birchas Hamazon. So what he should do is, wherever he eats his lunch, he should have a bench there. Then he should be able to bench. It shouldn't be that it's just a chapla benching. Make it part of your schedule. Make it easy for you to be able to do it. Put a bench there, they should be able to easily do it. It's really any of these type of things. If you put it, you make it as part of your schedule, then it's a whole different story. I heard a very nice vart from Reb Nachum Stillerman Shlita. He said, the Chazal tell us that when it says Vayehi, Ein Vayehi El Aloshin Tzar, Vahoyo is a lashon simcha, vayhi is a lashon tzar. Agav, I heard a beautiful pshat in what, why it is that way. B'shem Moshe Shapiro. He said as follows. He said that, where do you see it in vayhi and vahoyo? So he says, vayhi is, yehi is a lashon of, in the future, it will be. Something that you're waiting for, yehi, it will be. And the vav switches it. What you thought, what you thought is going to be in the future, the vayehi makes it into the past. It makes it into past tense. The vayehi b'shalach bar was when vayehi b'mei achashverosh. It was in the times. It was something that happened already. It's not in the future. Yehi is a lashon of the future. It's something that you're waiting for, and vayehi switches into the past. It makes it that the thing that you're waiting for is already past. You can't get it anymore. Vahoya is the exact opposite. Hoya is mashma, something that was in the past already. Hoya was already. Vihoya is going to be. Something the vav switches and it makes it into the future. What you had thought already passed and it's already gone, it's already bygone, there's no way to tap into it. The vav switches and he says, no, vihoya. There's still the possibility, it's in the future, there's still the possibility to get it. So the shal is, what's pshat in Parshas B'Shalach? It says, vayhi b'shalach pariyatom. There's no greater simcha than that. Why is the lashon vayhi or lashon of tzar? So he said a very nice part. He said that Lamaisa, for the last 210 years, Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, and they were in Shibur Mitzrayim, and 86 years of Mamish, Shibur of Avodah Kosha, Avodas Perach, but there was a schedule. They had a schedule. You get up in the morning, you have food, you work, then you have to make a certain amount of bricks, you go to sleep at night, b'chulam. There was a certain schedule. After they got free, there's no schedule. You're right, it was tremendous. It was tremendous that which they that they were free. But without any schedule, without any, then a person can just go run wild to a certain extent. He doesn't have anything keeping him in check. I mean, when a person is, and a person sees it when it's Ben Azmanim time, when it's Chol HaMoed, when it's, you know, different times that a person doesn't have a regular schedule, then a lot of time gets killed, a lot of time gets wasted, a lot of things are not. How many people were caused that their dafyemi fell by the wayside because of Ben Azmanim. I think maybe that's one of the reasons why Dirshu now has the Dirshu Kerlo. You can learn it only, it's only the 5 days of the week, not Friday Shabbos, and also not Ben Azmanim. That's officially that you should be able to chazer. But there's also another, you shouldn't fall by the wayside. There's people that in the Chanami, they have, that's their blessed. The blessed that they're missing are the ones that are, the things that are always kavua, certain amount of mishnayis, and then it piles up, or whatever it is that a person does, a person says tilm every day, and all of a sudden he really says a vena zmanim, then he has a half a sefer tilm to say, whatever it is, because this lack of schedule makes it that a person doesn't always fulfill his obligations that he generally fulfills. However, once it's put into schedule, it's routine, it becomes routine, it doesn't have to become mulumada. Even if it's not, it could be routine without being mulumada. Nevertheless, once it's part of the schedule, then in chami it makes it much easier. So if a person has a service, a person has an interest in being mechazik in a certain union, he has a certain service, here to shmuz, here once Esther Hova, and said, well, what does a person do? He hears the gevalik shmuz, and he has a service, he has a hergish, he has a, you know, that he wants to do something. He's like, ah, hergish, kein zachnis. That's nothing. says you have to really understand the shmuz. Just the hergish, you want to do something, that's nothing. After you really have to put it into action, you have to understand, first of all, he says, you hear a shmuz, it's not enough to hear a shmuz. Chazed the shmuz. You didn't really connect to it until you chazed the shmuz, and it becomes part of you. You see where it's going from. The same way you chazed the shir, in Rehoboth's yeshiva, they had chazar sashmuz. So Bachar was a pretty big Baal Kishrin, came in, and he says, I don't understand. You didn't get it the first time, what was the big deal? Till finally they convinced the chazar, he says, oh, now I see where they have chazar sashmuz. And I know people, I know Yungalai, they used to chazar sashmuz. I mean, now there's not such a kavua thing, but when Bari used to give, used to chazar sashmuz, because chazar afterwards, go sit down. I once went over to ask him, and he goes, no, mil chazar sashmuz. But it becomes part of it when you go through it again and you see where is it coming from and how he bite is he said and what he's trying to say and it becomes real and it becomes something that you connect to, then it's a whole different story. So Ramela and Hanami, when a person has a service, it's not enough to just have the service. The service is nothing in and of itself. So if it's a service from the shmuz, then he really has to connect to it, and a service from something else that happened, the toiva, a big toiva that the Rebbeinu Shlom did for him, he's not doing chazaras ha-toiva. But he should be mamikin, and he should think about it, and he should say thank you to the Rebbeinu Shlom. But to make it practical, to take something, some small action, and make it part of his routine. Whatever it's going to be, Birchas HaTorah is going to say from his siddur. So he's going to put in a pamphlet of Birchas HaTorah into his tefillin zakel, that he should be able to take it out easily, and he should be able to, whatever it is, make it easy for you to do it. Take the service and take the kabbalah you want to do. Not together kabbalah, and if you don't do it, you're not going to. The thing they want to be mechazik in, dalad dvarim tzichim chizik, like, telusah tzichim shen yitzchazik bem, tomid b'chol koichai, is Torah and Tefillah and Masim Tevim and Derech Eretz. What is the yid besides Torah, Tefillah, and Meis and Tevin? Torah avoiding the Sassanim. My Shimon Olster Shlita. Second Seder Shalom Yishev Longwich. That's what he said. That was the Shmuz always. Learn Davin and Tuni Yireh Tevin. That's what life is all about. Torah avoiding the Sassanim. These are things that need Chizik Tamin in any aspect you can be Mechazik in. Whether it's Torah, whether it's Avoid, whether it's Gemilas Chassadim. Make it part of your schedule that you're going to call a great aunt who's an almana to be mechazik her. Put it into your schedule that on Thursday night, that's what you're going to do as you're preparing for Shabbos. Whatever it is, something that you make somebody do a chesed, it's easy to do it once it's in your schedule, and you'll reap the rewards and tap into the chizik and keep it going, that it shouldn't die out.